Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf's Greg, Mandy, and PT. Coming up less than 10 minutes, we hope, for Jason Aldean tickets.
There's a reason why I am in radio and I'm not on television. I think you guys know that. I mean, I have somewhat of a thick skin, but not very thick. And I can't handle criticism very well.
When you're a woman and you're on TV, and I've known a few women that have been on TV, you get a lot of unsolicited advice and comments. And you do. I think you're right, man. You do have to have a thick skin. I think it's something a man will just never quite understand.
And I think what's interesting about it is, yes, there are definitely guys that make inappropriate comments to women in television, whatever. But a lot of times it's women, attacking other women. It's incredible.
It's shocking.
Explain, if you could, just quickly, before we talk to Elizabeth Reese here, what is going on?
She was hosting, she was doing a live segment from the Home and Garden show, and she got two emails. One from a woman who was praising her outfit and asking her, hey, where did you get that? I love that outfit. It looks great on you. I have a similar body to you, and I would love to rock those jeans. You're killing it.
Let's talk to Elizabeth. And then she got
another email from a woman saying, you should not be wearing that.
Right. All right. Let's talk to Elizabeth from KSTP-TV's Twin Cities Live. Seen on Channel 5 every weekday from 3 to 4:30. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. Greg, Mandy, and PT from The Wolf.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. How have you been?
Good.
Well, you look great. I'm going to say that right up front.
Thanks.
With everything you're dealing with. Let's just get started. Tell us what happened the other day when you were at, was it like the Home and Garden show?
Yeah, I was out reporting at the Home and Garden show. So we do, Twin Cities Live is every day from 3 to 4:30. And we were actually doing a special split show that day. So I was out at the Home and Garden show, and my co-host was back in the studio and, just kind of having a normal day. We were having fun. I was about to show some really cool custom-made chicken coops, which I have chickens in my backyard, so that's a big deal to me. I was very excited
about country.
That. That is country.
Elizabeth Reese is country.
That's how we roll at my house. And I received, in the course of that day, two very different emails about my appearance that day. And one of them was from a woman named Julie, who said, something to the effect of, hey, Elizabeth, I love the jeans that you were wearing today. And, that's pretty normal when you work in TV. A lot of times people will reach out and say, where did you get that top? Or where's that dress from? I'd love to wear that. She said, I have a similar build to you. And I think I've been looking for skinny jeans. So I wrote her back and, told her where to get the jeans and the whole deal. And then I got another email from a woman named Maggie. And Maggie's message was decidedly different. And she said, Elizabeth, I was watching you at the Home and Garden show, and I'm so embarrassed for you. She said, you either need to start working out or you need to start wearing longer shirts that cover your butt. You are definitely not a good example for fitness.
Oh, my God.
And, I've worked in television for a long time. I've also been pregnant twice. I've been many sizes on TV. I'm not one of those women who just naturally stays at a size 2. I fluctuate based on different times in my life, whatever's going on. And I think that's like a lot of women. I think that's really relatable. And I think it was the juxtaposition of those two messages that really got to me. And that really got me thinking about the impact that messages that we're sharing with people about their bodies can have on them. And when you start to look at the research really shows that people who are dealing with disordered eating, that they can remember specifically the moment when someone made a comment that was meant to make them feel shame about their body, and that was then a lifelong struggle. And I know that that's not going to be an issue for me. I have a lot of support in place and a perspective on this, but you never know what people are going through when you make a comment like that.
Elizabeth, can you tell somebody that you've never met before that you're proud of them? Because I am so proud of you. And the message that you shared about those two emails and those three words really struck a chord with me when you said, be a Julie. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think to me the idea, thank you, first of all, by the way, that is really sweet. And I've just been getting such an outpouring of messages, which hearing that from you and hearing that from other people is giving me so much hope. I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 2.5-year-old little boy. And I think so much about the world that I want them to be in. I think that's been a biggest shift since I became a parent and how I want to impact that. And Be a Julie, you know, kind of started when we talked about this on Twin Cities Live, and I said, be a Julie, be like Julie. And to me, Julie is someone who sees other women and sees herself in them and doesn't seek to tear that woman down, but wants to build her up. And then in the process is building herself up too. And so being a Julie even goes far beyond just not body shaming. It's definitely not that. It's looking for opportunities to see women who are, you know, if you're a mom and you're working and you're, you know, a wife and you're trying to maintain friendships, you are generally barely holding it together on any given day. And so to reach out and offer that support and to just say, I see the good in you, and that brings out the good in me, is that's what being a Julie means. And I think that it's, I don't know, I would love to see it just become a movement. And I'm literally, you guys, going through thousands of messages.
Wow. Well, you can call me Julie Thunder. You can call PT Julie. We are all Julies. We just wanted to get you on for a moment to say we are hopping on the support bandwagon. I've known you for a long time, Elizabeth, and you're a pro and you're a great person. And what a message to not only send to women, but to other people, and just to be kind and be nice to one another. And let's try to support each other.
I love that. Thank you so much. It's so nice to hear your voice. Be a Julie, you guys. Man, woman, child, doesn't matter who you are. You can be a Julie.
Love it.
All right. Elizabeth Reese from Twin Cities Live on Channel 5 KS. EP.
I get that right?
Such a powerful message, too. I just love her.
Right. Julie Thunder, Julie James, and Julie Thomas right here on 102.9 The Wolf.
The three jewels.
Be Julie.
The three jewels. All right. We are 6 minutes away from
Jason Aldean tickets, but today we are chasing Jason. We've got four landmarks, one intersection. Can you find them? It's coming up in 6 minutes on 102.9 The Wolf.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.